Hi, I'm Johannes Pechberger. As I was already introduced, I work at the SAT machine. It's another great distribution of the OpenJDK. So I worked since the beginning of last year on my new project on async-get stack trace. It's essentially an improved version of the async-get call trace API. And I think many of you probably don't know this API. I didn't know it before I started this project, but essentially it's related to profiling. So how does profiling work? Some of you might have already seen Flamecraft. If not, there are some other talks on profiling in the Mozilla Dev Room that you can look it up. But essentially what profiling is you want to see which parts of your applications are slow. For example, here wanted to see, I can see that some JDK stuff is probably a thing that takes time. But essentially how it works under the hood is that we have a selection of threads, like for example here 5 threads. Then we randomly select 3 threads because we cannot usually sample all threads because that would be too costly. Then we pre-allocate some traces. This is just a data structure where we store the stack frame information in. And then we ping the first thread. And with ping, I mean we send it the signal. And then in the signal handler, we walk the stack because in the signal handler, the thread is stopped. So we can walk the stack. We do this with the thread 2, with the thread 5, and ta-da, we have the traces, and then we store it, and then we do some post-processing. That's essentially how async profile works, but just in a loop. So in a loop, we already do this. And so we need an API, because we need an API. It's called async-get call trace, because we could use JVMTR libraries. They are safe from bias, so they let the threads wait till they're ready, till at a safe point, but we want to have it, the call trace, at a certain point where we want it. And so async-get call trace is quite a cool API. So how it works, here we have the stack, how it's on your system. We have at the bottom like the P thread start, it's on the Unix system. And on top we have like some Java frames, and then it goes up till the top to a write bytes method because it writes to a buffered output stream. It's essentially print hello world, that just prints some strings. And in the signal handler we get the top frame. That's where the ucontext from the signal handler points to. And then we do some stack walking, and async get call trace does it for us. And essentially it returns us in a pre-allocated data structure, the frames and the number of frames that we got. And it also stores in number of frames an error code if there was an error. And so what we get for every frame is the line number. So it's called line number, but it's essentially the bytecode index. I don't know, it's historically this way because this API is like from 2003 around, and we get a method ID. But we only get this information on Java frames. So what are these problems? So don't get me started. I worked on it for long enough time. So it's unofficial. So it's there in 2003, like for 3 months, and then Oracle put it out. Sun at the time put it away. It's now just lying around as an exported symbol, but doesn't have its own header. It's unsupported, so if there's a change in another part of the JVM that potentially breaks it, nobody notices it because there's only one single test that doesn't test that much. So there's also missing information, so it only gives us information on the stack frames of the Java stack, of the Java frames, but not on anything else. And it misses information like inlining, which isn't that great. And so in the beginning of last year, I started to work on a new API because this async-get call trace is